Introduction. Value of personal branding. For any activity to succeed, you need to have a plan. Jumping into a job search without a strategy can lead to self-doubt and frustration. Building a personal career brand allows you to take control of your image and showcase your abilities in a way your best self is on display. Just like your favorite products didn't become household names overnight, neither can you expect for recruiters to start blowing up your email box based on a single LinkedIn post. The time to start building your personal career brand is now, even if you're already employed. Why? Because you never know when the door of opportunity will open for you. Perhaps it's a chance for a promotion. Or maybe it's a move to another company. If you're looking for a better job or your first job, you want your potential boss to associate you with the position of your dreams. You want to have built your professional credibility so people will think of you when professional opportunities arise. In addition to that credibility, there are five more main reasons building a personal career brand will benefit you. Number one, it creates a higher perceived value, which translates into higher starting salaries. Number two, it provides the ability to attract attention from recruiters and hiring managers. Number three, it enables you to grow a network designed for endorsements, recommendations, and information. Number four, it attracts opportunities matching your unique skills and abilities. This clears the clutter and allows you to target your efforts. Number five, you control your image and the perception others have, which allows you to stand out and differentiate yourself from the sea of other applicants in a positive manner. It may seem like an overwhelming or complex process, but following the Successfully Ever After process, learn more at chellyphillips.com, makes it easily achievable. This book is designed to walk you through the process of creating your unique personal career brand. If you perform the steps consistently, you will grow a personal career brand that gets you noticed and hired. It's all about separating yourself from the competition. If you're a soon-to-be college graduate, it's even more important you start early building your personal career brand. According to the Washington Post, only 27% of college graduates leave school with a job related to their major. After spending 4 years going to classes, taking exams, and putting in the work, you'll be competing against over 1 million others for those open spots. The frustration sets in when the search starts taking longer than expected. Recent college graduates can expect their search to take 3 to 6 months. As one recent job hunter shared, "I continue to struggle with self-confidence due to not landing my own full-time elementary classroom job. Although I received much positive feedback from administrators and colleagues, the feeling of failure that comes from not having my own classroom is constant." Vanessa T. The problem is, graduates typically wait until the end of the last semester to begin searching for a job. Most search job sites for potential listings cut and paste their information into the application. Hit submit, and then crickets. No responses. As one recent college graduate shared, "One of the biggest roadblocks I had was reaching out and them, the company, never calling or providing information for me to reach out and see what was going on. I was unable to follow up. I wish more companies would provide hiring salary/hourly ranges to ensure applicants are spending time applying for jobs they will actually accept." Alyssa M. There's a lot of reasons this can happen, but more than likely, you were the victim of applicant tracking software. What's that? Keep listening. It's just one of the many obstacles you need to overcome when you're searching for your dream job. What do you think the number one tactic for finding the career of your dreams is? A great degree? Lots of experience? An awesome recommendation? All these things are great, but they aren't what will land you your dream job. Visibility is the key. If you are a first-time job seeker, or you are returning to the workforce after time off, whether you've been laid off or took time off voluntarily, then it's all about making sure a real human sees your resume and you show up ready to shine at the interview. If you are seeking that next level or a promotion inside the organization you're currently working at, then it's all about presenting yourself in a manner that can't be ignored. It's all about not counting on the right person just happening to see the amazing work you are producing. It's about a deliberate visibility created through your personal branding efforts. The tactic works every time if you know how to apply it and are consistent with your message. It's like any advertising campaign. You've got to make sure you get the message in front of people. We call it exposure frequency. What we know to be fact is that messages are more effective when repeated. That's why personal career branding is so important. So when should you start? Let's look at a recent college graduate. You just spent the last 4 years grinding through your studies and finally walked across the stage and got your diploma. Woohoo! Check that off your list. Now the adulting really begins. Your student loans are due, and you're no closer to finding a job in your field than you were when you sat down in English 101. So what next? Move back in with your parents? Take a job as a barista just to get by? Well, at least it's a job. Sure, you're employed, but what is it costing you not to have a degree-required job? 40% of graduates take a position right out of school that doesn't require a degree. Of this group of graduates, 75% still aren't working a degree-demanding job a decade later. This same group of graduates are earning $10,000 less per year than their counterparts who started early in jobs that required a college degree. What's worse is you may never catch up. Studies show 1 in 5 college grads still aren't working a degree-demanding job a decade after graduation. You do the math. If the average person works for 30 years, over the course of your work life, you'll make $300,000 less than your counterparts. It's crazy, right? You've spent thousands of dollars on your education and racked up a mountain of debt thanks to your student loans, but there's not a job in sight. The sad truth is, you're leaving college at the same time as 1 million other degree-carrying graduates. If you're ready to say goodbye to rejection letters and yes to more interviews, the timing of when you apply can be just as important as what you put on your resume. If you are a graduate hitting the market in late November or early December, you may be faced with end-of-year budgets that limit hiring or just a holiday slump. You need to plan ahead to beat this end-of-year slowdown. We're back to visibility. In today's market, there are thousands of talented, qualified people applying for the same jobs you're looking at. So what are you going to do to stand out and get noticed? Let's look at another scenario. What if you are a female re-entering the workforce after maternity leave or even a divorce? Women are already at a disadvantage when it comes to the workforce. We make up half of the entry-level positions, but as you move up the ladder, the percentages fall way off. There's still a disparity in pay. Globally, only 15% of businesses have women in the CEO seat or in a managing director position. According to the Harvard Business Review, stay-at-home moms are less likely to get a job interview than those who have been laid off. It seems they are viewed as less capable and come with rusty skills. Employers also feel stay-at-home parents may not be as dependable, since the perception is they prioritize family over their career. One way you can dispel the question is by utilizing personal career branding. You can show you've been keeping your skills current by posting about online courses you're taking or work you're doing for volunteer organizations. You can address the issue head on by announcing your intention to get back into the workforce. Embrace it. Say, yes, I took a break from my career to raise a family, but now I'm back and excited about being in the workplace again. Just look at what I can bring to your organization. Again, visibility plays a huge part in overcoming this bias in the workplace. In this case, networking and developing an online presence can help overcome the skill set question, as well as allow you to dictate how someone perceives you. It's vital you control how your story is told. In fact, 85% of jobs landed come from connections. You need to become visible to your network, both personally and digitally. You've got to start seeing those connections everywhere. Don't be afraid to tell a neighbor or someone you attend church with you're looking for a job. You do that by creating top-notch personal career marketing materials. That makes you stand out in a sea of competition. You know you're good at what you do, but unless your resume, cover letter, and LinkedIn profile match up, you're fighting an uphill battle. Finally, what if you are working, but just showing up at the office makes your stomach knot up and you hate going there day after day? A lot of people will tell you, just be happy you've got a job. That's great advice, except for the fact that staying in a job you hate can affect both your physical and mental health. It leads to less sleep, more stress, depression, and weight gain. Only you can answer just how bad the situation is. In this situation, it's easy to disconnect from the job. You start showing up late. You put less effort in what you do each day. Your attitude influences how you treat your coworkers. Any of these options can affect your chances of getting a new job. If it gets bad enough, your current employer notices. You could get fired, which will make the job search very hard. Develop a plan for leaving so you go out on your own terms. Plan to have dedicated time to work your search when you aren't in the office. Employ the incognito job search approach. That means applying for jobs at night and scheduling interviews on your lunch hour. You can use this same time to grow your online presence and build a brand showcasing your skills and ability. Building your personal career brand and crafting your personal marketing kit that includes your resume, cover letter, online presence, personal website, personal business cards, and a personal branding statement will help you get noticed and improve your chances of landing an interview, no matter which scenario you resemble. The tactics shared inside these pages works whether you're a recent grad or not. Maybe it's time for a career reboot. Or you've stayed out of the workforce to raise a family. There's a lot of reasons you can be entering a digital job search market. Whether you've been laid off, or looking for a second career after retirement, or you're one of the 70% of people who say they're unhappy in the career they have. A successful search comes when you have the ability to show you have the right set of skills and are a great match for the culture the organization or business is cultivating. Only you can determine how you want your career path to unfold. It's up to you to shape the long-term vision and develop the plan to achieve that vision.